Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI of Heartland. And with me today from Omaha, Nebraska, and we're live in Omaha, Nebraska, Thomas Beebe with the Built for Business chapter. Thomas, how are you today?
I'm well, Brandon. How are you?
I'm super excited to do this podcast with you today because I'm going to tell a very short story on why Thomas is sitting with us today. And then I'm going to let him say a little bit about what he does, and then we'll dig in to what he's done, I should say, with his membership in the last 4 months here. So Thomas was like a typical, well, some typical BNI members, joined a chapter the first year, went to the meetings, did the things, but didn't get a lot out of it, would you say, right?
That's, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So he renewed for 2 years, because that's what you should do. In BNI.
It's a better deal.
And he said that he paid his dues and then he emailed me. And the email was very, very simple and to the point. He goes, Brandon, I just renewed for 2 years and by golly, I want to get more out of it. Can you help me? And for those of you that don't know, that is a big part of what area directors can do. We believe that we can't force you into this. So if you don't ask for the help, we're not necessarily going to try to put it out there because we want you to want that information. But Thomas opened up the door of opportunity. So I grabbed it. We did a one-to-one. And in that one-to-one, we talked about a couple factors that I think played into my success in BNI in the remodeling industry. And that was, I wasn't going to sell a lot of countertops to my chapter. I knew that, but I knew I needed referral sources. And when I started focusing more on that, I started getting better results, more referrals, and let's not lie, more closed referrals is what we want, right?
Exactly.
So I talked a little bit about that. And then, of course, for those of you that listen to these podcasts and go to any of my trainings, I stress the one-to-one side and how important the one-to-ones are. So, Thomas, tell us a little bit about what you do, what you represent in your chapter, and then we'll dig in on those points. And, of course, if you have any others that I missed, we'll talk about those. So go ahead.
Absolutely perfect. So I represent the life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, we'll call industry for our chapter. This is Brandon's word. I don't know if he stole it from somebody else, but I was a true 90-minute BNI-er.
I can't coin that. I didn't coin that.
I'm giving all the credit to you, but if you want to pass that on. So I would go to the meetings. I'd be semi-engaged for the 90 minutes, and then almost like a light switch, I'd turn it off. I'd go back, do my thing for the next 7 days, and then I'd come back to BNI, and I'd turn the light switch back on, and really that was it. And I kind of got frustrated with the results or the lack thereof. And like we all potentially do at some point, you kind of blame the system. You don't blame yourself. So when I was kind of coming up for renewal, literally in one meeting, I almost announced my decommitment after a presentation. I was so close, but in the back of my head, you kind of always have those arguments. And I was like, you know, I don't really think I gave this a fair shake. So I think I'd be an idiot to leave when I know the system works. So I did the smart thing and renewed for 2 years.
Correct.
Yep. One, because I'm a firm believer in forcing yourself to do things, because by default, I probably would have just renewed for 1 year and had the same conversation again with myself. So I was like, let's do this. Let's go all in. And then probably 5 or 10 minutes after the renewal was submitted, I emailed Brandon. And I was like, look, I'm a disaster. I think this works. Help me. Let's go to work. So then we met up and the rest has been, I don't know, history. It's been really good since then.
Perfect. And we did a follow-up one-to-one after that first one. And I can just contest the excitement from that first one-to-one to the next one-to-one was mind-blowing. And I didn't come prepared with too much for that second one-to-one like I did on the first one. And the funny part is I really didn't have to.
Yep.
So let's start with one-to-ones. I know you're doing more one-to-ones. What's been the advantage? What have you done to prepare for those?
Yep. Good question. So really I took per Brandon's advice. I really embraced the one-to-one mantra that the weekly meeting is really just an accountability meeting. You're not the business, the ideas, they don't get kind of transcribed. It doesn't happen there. It happens in the one-to-one. So I thought I'm going to be I call them strategic one-to-ones. That's what I've been telling all the members is let's do a strategic one-to-one where the first one-to-one, I bring my notepad and it's all about them. And I learn about them, ask them what their ideal referral is, what's a bad referral, really what you're supposed to do. But I do think over the first year, you know, your first one-to-one is kind of casual. It's just kind of getting to know you, and then you can kind of develop in there. So if you're only doing one-to-one with a person, maybe every quarter, you're probably not able to do enough strategizing, because if you wait too long, then it's that catch-up mode again of, hey, how's it going? How's the family? And you're not really getting a lot of business passed or referrals. So anyway, I would do a strategic one-to-one, and the first one would be all about them. And then during that meeting, we would schedule a second one-to-one, which would be all about me. And then I'd actually go a step further and schedule a third one-to-one where we could kind of synergize and say, okay, we know, I know about your business, you know about mine. How do we make this thing work? And we would bring referrals or ideas or target markets or target clients and really say, hey, the reason we're in BNI is to get referrals. And if we go a step further, we're not just 90-minute BNIers, it works. So that's what I did. I emailed, kind of like Brandon, after that, I emailed every member in the chapter and I said, can we schedule a one-to-one? And then from there, it was just like a system. The first one was about them, then about me. And then with a lot of members, we've had three or four one-to-ones after that just to work on that strategizing. And I think that's really where the magic has started to happen, because you're tapping into referral sources. You have a social relationship now with that person. And it, I really think the one-to-ones are the most important. Go to the weekly meetings. But if you're not doing a lot of one-to-ones, I think you're missing the boat.
Well, and I like that you even set it up with the mindset or the expectation, I should say, of a strategic one-to-one.
Yep.
It, like you said, the earlier ones, it's okay to just get to know people. I get in so much trouble from members when I do an intense education on one-to-one saying, listen, just focus on business. Well, they're about relationships.
It's got to start somewhere. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think you're setting yourself up for better success because you are saying, hey, we're going to do another one-to-one, but this one's strategic. Like, let me know. And then after your fourth or fifth, as your system is, you could even say, hey, let's go grab a beer for this
100%.
One. 100%. Yeah, not strategic, but man, we've been working hard. Let's just go cut loose and hang out for a little bit on that relationship side.
Absolutely. I think it is. It's a two-part system. You can't really get the strategy without the relationship.
Right.
But it can't just be only relationship or only strategy.
Well, so, and the people that get mad at me, I just feel they have that mindset of, well, yeah, if you only do one-to-one and you don't do the relationship, then yeah, you won't know them. But like your system, it's three, if not four, that have now led to others. And those, and it's the four, five, six that really, like you said, were productive or had results.
Takes a while to get there. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
So then another part of our conversation we had was referral sources. And that's where you and I could relate a lot. Because, yes, you could sell policies. Everybody in the room could be your client. But then you're tapped out. I mean, you only get so many members, the tier one effect. So it's those tier twos. It's those tier threes that make us more money. Yep. Via BNI. So talk a little bit about referral sources, maybe what you've talked about in one-to-ones or what you're looking for.
Absolutely. So I'd say a good example, we have an Aflac agent in our chapter, and I was kind of going through the deal asking, you know, what's an ideal referral? You know, what can tell me about the business? And then I remembered that Brandon, it's all about referral sources. Mm-hmm. So I asked her, who gives you the most referrals or who's the best referral source for you? And she said, a payroll company. And that's really where it clicked for me, as it's like, I can give you these one-off businesses and I will continue to, but the gold mine of gold mines is those referral sources. So that's kind of where it clicked. And I think for me, it was a mind shift. It was, I mean, I literally thought, I'm in here, I'm going to sell to everybody in here, and I'm going to buy from everybody in here, and it's going to be great. But Brandon's right. You're done at that point. It's limited, and if you really want to get, we'll say, exponential results, is you go beyond into referral sources. So for me, attorneys, CPAs, other professionals who are seeing clients in somewhat of a service industry were great referral sources for me. So now in my 62nd, I still every once in a while will ask for kind of a specific referral.
Got it.
Yep. Fourth time's a charm. But now I'm primarily asking for those sources. Mm. You know, who do you go through for, who's a law firm? I asked the attorney in our group, perfect, you know, what are some other law firms that you're working with that don't specialize in what you do, but specialize in another area of law.
Yep.
And then he refers me to them and then they can give me an influx. So it really is about referral sources and branching out beyond just the members.
And I think one thing we have to remember about referral sources. So I always say, you know, a mortgage lender can work with any real estate agent in Omaha or in the area, I should say.
Yep.
But they're still going to be dedicated to the agent that's in their chapter because they see each other every week. They're building that credibility. They're building that visibility. Just because you refer another real estate agent to them doesn't mean they're going to run off and that's who they're going to do business with. That's where that meeting comes in to hold people accountable. Yeah. But that's still a referral source for the mortgage lender. They can work with as many agents as possible. So I think it's good. Like you said, with Aflac, you guys might have some clients that look similar, but you can provide different things.
Yep. Right?
And they go hand in hand, actually. They accommodate very, very well.
Yep.
Well, we're kind of rounding to the end here. Do you have any final thoughts, final words as you've been working your butt off the last few
months? I'd say the biggest thing is if you're kind of on the fence of do I renew or do I not, I'd say 100% do renew. And I promise you, if you renew and you follow the one-to-one system and you have more than just one one-to-one with a particular member, I'd almost make a bet or a challenge that if you had three one-to-ones with somebody in a 2-month span or even a 3-month span, I guarantee that relationship's going to grow and then you're going to start getting business. So I'd say you need to renew, you need to give it your all and kind of look yourself in the mirror and say, am I doing everything that I can do to give this kind of a fair shake? Because I am a firm believer, BNI works. And if you don't think it works, it's because you're not doing it right. And there's that saying, you know, when you have a problem with someone or something, you're 50% or more of the problem. And that was my case. So if you're on the fence, go back in and just look at what you're doing and make changes for yourself, and it will pay off.
And one last thing. If I recall correctly, you even said that now you think one-to-ones are a lot of fun, don't you?
I love one-to-ones.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable. Why not? Like you're in my industry, we get paid basically to meet with people and socialize with people. So the more relationships I can grow, and I'd argue with any business, if you're good at building relationships, it's a win. So why not go out, build relationships, and have fun?
Perfect. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for the members and the listeners. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Thomas, thank you so much for your time today. I love the passion. I love where you've come in the last few months, and I'm so excited to see where you are headed with, of course, your business and with your chapter too.
Awesome. Thanks, Brandon. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.